The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Top of the afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Boomer Tech Radio. I am Bob Belongi.
And I'm Brenda Belongi, and I can vouch for the wearing of the green on this show.
I am wearing a green shirt. Yep. I had to double check that and make sure that I was okay because, don't want to get pinched or nothing. By the way, if you're listening on Sunday, this is all irrelevant, so. We do a replay of this program Sunday in the same time slot for the time being at all. Welcome to Analog Living in a Digital World. What does that mean? It means that when people in my age bracket were growing up, phones had dials and cellular phones didn't exist. And getting a good picture on your television involved usually copious amounts of aluminum foil. And nobody knew what a tablet was. A tablet was something with made out of paper.
Actually aluminum foil as opposed to tin foil.
Well, this program is, of course, brought to you by Advanced Automotive of Reading. Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. And except for a few major things, it's been a pretty quiet week in the tech world. Yeah. When we were trying to research the program,
nothing spectacular.
It's been pretty much all iPad all the time. And of course, I don't know how many listeners of this program might have switched directly over from NPR. Very few, I would imagine.
Probably close to zero.
Yeah, pretty close to zero. I may have been it. But this story has been, of course, leading a lot of news, and I listened to the piece on This American Life where they took ownership of the error, and Ira Glass was grilling this guy, Mike Daisy. He was grilling him like a cheese sandwich.
So if you're not familiar with the story, of course, NPR is National Public Radio. Bob has other names for it as well, and it's a rather liberal ran on. It's the equivalent of public television for radio. It's public radio. And there was a story that was aired this week about the working conditions in the factory where Apple manufactures their devices, their iDevices, in China. And one, Mike Daisy, presented this piece as journalism when, in fact, it was not. Mike Daisy is known as an entertainer, and he has monologue pieces that he does. And those pieces are meant to entertain, inform, or what have you. And he presented his piece as journalism, and he took bits and pieces, some of which were, stretched quite a bit or patently untrue, and presented them as journalism. And so there has been a lot of news lately about the working conditions in these factories where Apple creates its devices. Well, Apple's not the only one that gets components from some of these factories, and Apple's not the only one that uses these factories to manufacture their goods. So it's been irritating to me, and I'm no Apple fan per se. Yeah, I have an iPhone and I have an iPad, but I'm not an Apple groupie. But why pick on Apple? That's been annoying.
These exact same conditions. Foxconn makes
Foxconn is the factory in China, I believe.
Yeah,
that's reference
to. They make products for a whole raft of end-user supplier companies. And I just found it interesting. Now, of course, Apple stock took a huge plummet at the time. New York Times did a piece. And I'm not saying there aren't obviously some problems in these factories, but why single out Apple? And think about the amount of money that changes hands if Apple stock, say, dips $50. It's up to like $600 right now.
Right. It's over $600 now. And I believe that was a reclimb, back up. If you're not familiar with the program, This American Life, it actually is kind of interesting. It's some storytelling about people and things and whatnot. Ira Glass has a very distinctive style, and you can actually go online and listen to This American Life programs published by APRA, I forget what it is. Anyway.
American Public Media, I think.
There it is. Yeah, something like that. So, that's pretty close. And the PRI, Public Radio International, I think is what that is. At any rate, go ahead and listen to this, and it's an interesting recovery from bad journalism. But the good thing about Ira Glass's recent piece that describes this situation and the all the way through the interview, listen to, if nothing else, the last 15 minutes of the story, because in that story he does an interview with a guy that was a co-author on a series of pieces on this very issue of the working conditions in these Chinese factories from the New York Times. And the New York Times, of course, has quite the impeccable credentials journalistically, not that they haven't had scandals, but the interview with the guy from the New York Times is very illustrative of what's really going on and puts you much closer to the story as it truly is than the piece done by Mike Daisy.
Well, and of course, a lot of downloads from the This American Life site. In fact, over almost a million downloads became their most popular podcast.
On the original story.
Very compelling story. And like I said, I'm not saying that there weren't some serious problems. And Apple is aware of this. But this fella just has really singled out and targeted this. This whole monologue was part of a one-man show called The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs, love him or hate him, was a visionary, and I just felt that it was unfair. I personally felt that this was an unfair attack because this is an industry-wide thing.
Correct.
And
it also doesn't give Apple any, it's not balanced reporting because it had no opportunity, it expressed nothing about what Apple does in these situations, and Apple does take action. That's the part that the New York Times guys will do it. So if you're interested in the story, you know, you can use technology to go listen to the original story as well as to the aftermath of this, and it shows how there's a fine line, as you say, Bob, sometimes between journalism and activism.
And it's getting more theater blurred as well. And theater. And I come from a journalistic background in this radio business, and that was how I started out at Shasta College, and then I got into DJing and things like that, and then kind of evolved into news radio and talk radio and things like that. And it is a tough line to walk, and I think in this case, the gentleman did not follow the lines. And This American Life took ownership of the error.
Right. And the other part of it is it goes to show that how are you supposed to find out the truth? You can actually use technology to help you get a little more balanced view on some of these stories as well.
Well, we'd love to hear your calls, comments, chat line over to KCNR1460.com. When we come back, it's a lot of iPad news. We're going to talk about some of the applications. Of course, people lining up to buy the new iPad. And we'll kind of outline for you, should you go ahead and buy, or should you get a bargain basement price on an iPad too?
Or just buy a completely different tablet.
I'm looking at a different tablet, and we'll kind of put them side by side on the air here. KCNR is the station, and this is Boomer Tech Radio.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Is your new media resource in Northern California. Our services include audio and video solutions to get your message across to a small indoor meeting or a large outdoor event. Belongi Entertainment has been providing sound systems for all types of clients for more than 30 years. We can also produce your next television commercial, training video, or web presentation at local, affordable rates. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Okay. Looks like we got a little glitch in our main computer there, but we're okie dokie. Welcome back to Boomer Tech Radio, and not exactly.
Okay.
I think we have
you punting.
We have pixies in our computer.
There
apparently
we go.
This morning.
The fairies are out.
Yes, it started playing back another
leprechauns and Loki.
Another set of commercials there, and I'm going to go ahead and stop that and.
Loki's that there.
Actually, static discharge will cause computers and to do very, very strange things. We have one here in the control room here at KCNR that if you move across the carpet and touch it, it'll reset the computer, which, of course, it usually does at the worst possible moment.
What yeah. the computer's doing, probably.
All righty. You know, I'm not going to beat the iPad thing to death, and I'm not a fanboy. Okay, I think I've said that plenty of times before, but I do appreciate the engineering and work. And by the way, you know what? They're selling the iPad for a pretty high price, relatively speaking. But the profit margin really isn't what it is on a lot of devices. One of the big tech sites got hold of one, immediately took it apart, and figures there's about $370 worth of parts. If you had to go out and buy all the parts on the wholesale market and put this thing together, the cost of just the parts, not putting it together, not any of that stuff, is about $370. So by the time you assemble this thing, run it through the supply chain, put it in a box, put it in the store, market it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The profit margin really isn't all that high. Of course, those numbers are not available. They're kept pretty super secret by any manufacturer in general, and Apple in particular.
Right. But you still have to have a price point for that, and they probably make quite the bundle in their app store.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like anything else. When you go buy a cell phone, for instance, they don't charge you very much for the phone. They're actually pretty much giving you the phone for almost nothing. What
it's
they're
the
where they're making money is the contract that you
the
hold
Gillette
with them.
The Gillette model, they call that.
Right, where you give them the razor, basically, but you make the money in the razor blades.
Yes, you make the – and, of course, that works very much for printers, too. Same
right.
thing. You get the actual cost of building that printer with all the things that are going on inside of it is a lot more than the
and you about to have a coronary when you go to get ink for it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What,
that's...
Oh, my God. And that's not standardized. As anyone who has a printer knows, and there is no cheap way around it, and even the refills. But we digress.
Okay, a couple of things on the new iPad that I just wanted to go through. Because it is, that's about the only thing that happened in the tech world this week. The new display, the retina level display, there was a lot of speculation on that. It actually has, if you look at a high definition television, how beautiful it is, the Apple retina display on the third generation iPad actually has a million more pixels. They have, where the iPad 2 had a single pixel element, in other words, the red, blue, green, and I think yellow or whatever the other color was that they used to generate their imagery. There are actually eight for every one. It's either six for every one or eight for every one pixel-generating elements on the new display, packed into the same amount of screen real estate. So it actually has more resolution than your eye can discern.
So the bottom line of all that techno-speak is that if you do a side-by-side comparison, apparently, of the iPad 2 and the latest iPad, that people are still, it's not an iPad 3, it's just simply referred to as the iPad.
The
or
new
the
iPad.
New iPad, mm-hmm. Either way. The new iPad has, the imagery is just very, very crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite noticeable, apparently. And it's not that the iPad 2's screen is that bad. It's
oh, yeah.
just much better. One new feature also on the iPad, I took a picture the other day with my iPad, the camera that's on the back, the lens that's on the back of the iPad, and it's a little grainy. It's not all that spectacular. But the new iPad has a 5.1 megapixel camera on the back, which is a huge improvement and is brings you the clarity that a lot of phones have in that or more.
Well, here's kind of the breakdown. The iPad 2 has a 1024 by 768 screen. The new iPad has 2048 by 1536. As you mentioned, the camera, the rear-facing camera on the iPad 2, it was under a megapixel. The new camera is 5 megapixels. iPad 2 dual-core processor, new iPad quad-core. This cost them a little bit more weight, a little bit more thickness. And battery life, they only lost a few minutes of estimated battery life. Now, you can still get the iPad 2 in a 16-gig version, 16 gigabytes of random access memory, for around $399 base price. The new iPad starts at about $499 and goes all the way up to almost $1,000, depending on how many bells and whistles you want to get on it. Now, the new one is also going to use fourth-generation LTE cellular technology, which, if you've got a good signal, you're in one of the major cities and you can get a good signal, this thing is faster than your DSL.
Right, and it also can be a hotspot for other devices. Apparently, however, Verizon at the moment is the only one that's offering that. They're working on it with AT&T, is my understanding.
Right. It's and I'm curious as to why AT&T is dragging their feet on offering this as an option, because I think it's a great thing. A friend of ours had a iPhone 4 right after they first came out from Verizon, and his phone was able to serve as a tethering point for several other devices.
So one question you might be asking is that if you happen to have an iPad 2, should you go ahead and go through the expense of upgrading, if you will, to the new iPad? Maybe not. It depends on how you're using it. So the capability and the look and that sort of thing, you know, if you're a techno nerd and you really want to have the latest, latest, greatest thing, then go for it. But the iPad is still the king of tablets.
It's basically established the market.
In utility, look, feel, operation, and that sort of thing, no other tablet apparently can come close to it in terms of battery life. And even though they are a little more pricey, their utility and speed and flexibility is just far beyond what most of the rest of them are. Kindles are good. People like them. My sister and brother-in-law have one and really like it. It's smaller, but, you know, it depends on what you're doing with it, with any device. And then you can buy an older iPad now, an iPad 2, for about $399, I believe. They've reduced that price point because of the new iPad that's out. So, and iPad 2 is still good. I love mine. I have a ball with it. It's just fun.
Big difference, of course, the operating system, Android versus iOS, and applications. You can have a very beautiful machine, but if you don't have the applications to make it work, you're going to have a problem. And when we come back from the break here on Boomer Tech Radio, we're going to talk about that, list some of the top apps that are out there for both the iPhone and for the iPad. But we had a hard time finding any decent apps for the Android system. We'll talk about that when Boomer Tech Radio continues.
Belongi Entertainment is your new media resource in Northern California. Our services include audio and video solutions to get your message across to a small indoor meeting or a large outdoor event. Belongi Entertainment has been providing sound systems for all types of clients for more than 30 years. We can also produce your next television commercial, training video, or web presentation at local, affordable rates. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind. And now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
For 8 years, That Kitchen Place has been your go-to place for everything the budding or experienced chef could ever want. So, in celebration of our 8-year anniversary, we're raffling off an entire table full of amazing products on March 31st. There will also be knife sharpening from 1 to 3, with all the proceeds benefiting the new Veterans Resource Center. You've been so great to us that we wanted to share the love. So come down and help us give back to the community. That Kitchen Place, Hilltop Drive, 222-1160.
And welcome back, Boomer Tech Radio, 25 minutes after 12 noon. And that counts whether you're on Saturday or Sunday listening. If it's Saturday, you're live, and we can take your call, 605-4567 in the 530 area code. Or if you're listening on Sunday, you are listening to a replay, so it's really not St. Patrick's anymore, so no need to pinch yourself if you're not wearing green.
It's still okay to have a Guinness, however.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All weekend long.
And we're looking forward to dinner on Sunday with the family. Your mom's soda bread just cannot be beat.
Corned beef and the trimmings and Irish soda bread and all that good stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, let's see here. You know, the biggest difference, I guess, and, we will talk about things other than iPad, but that seemed to be all the stories that were at the top of the heap this week when we were doing our research.
You're sort of in tablets in general.
Yeah,
now,
tablets in general. But, it's all about the applications. You can have a great piece of hardware, and this has happened to computer and high-tech manufacturers all along. If you don't have the stuff to make it work, if it's all about content, all a tablet, all a computer, and all that is a means of accessing, delivering, and manipulating content. And if you don't have it, you have basically a very overpriced paperweight. So there's a number of the new Retina display on the new iPad is just going to make for some fabulous looking applications, some new games, things like that. But for both the smartphone and the iPad, Brenda, what are some of the hot apps that are happening right now?
Well, first I want to make a comment about Retina display. You know, before this whole issue came up, I didn't even give that first thought as to the human eye resolution, which I knew existed, but you know, who would have thought it's one of those things where there's no point in giving more detail than we can actually see, unless there's some reason to have that. And I've always noticed that when you look at HD movies and things like that, things seem real crisp and whatever. They still don't look like the way I see the world. Mm-hmm. They still look a little bit different. But so that's a new word that we get to throw around in the tech world is retina. Sort of thing. Anyway, when it comes to apps, applications, I ran across this really fun list the other day. And there's two categories. There's the free downloads and there's the paid downloads. Mm-hmm. And the top 10, you know, I feel like, what's his name?
Yeah, Late Night with David
Letterman.
Yeah, Letterman
does the top 10 here. So in the free app category, starting with number 10, Netflix. Number 9 is Shazam. I think Shazam is a music thing. I could be wrong about it. I'm not sure. I got to look that one up. Number 8, Angry Birds. Number 7, Google Earth. Number 6, Google Search. Number 5 in the free category is the Weather Channel. Number 4, Skype. Number 3, Words with Friends, which is a game you can get on. It's sort of like a Scrabble-type game.
Yeah.
And number 2, Pandora. And I forget what
that's
that one is.
That's a music service.
That's a music service. And number 1 in the free category, Facebook.
Really? Okay.
Yep. So over in the paid
this
list,
stuff you actually have to shell
right,
out a little.
This is, you know, 99 cents or more type of thing, because, you know, 99 cents I think is the cheapest one. Number 10 is camera, and I forget what it does. I think you can it's something about sharing pictures or something like that, or modifying them or something. I forget. Number 9, Pocket God. I forget what that one is too.
That's a simulation game.
Okay. Number 8 in the paid category, Angry Birds Rio, which I was playing last night with some amusement, joy, and frustration.
And giggles.
Yes, there was some fun things there. Number 7, Tiny Wings. I believe that's a game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, the paid version of Words with Friends. Number 5, Angry Birds Seasons, where they have if it's Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, okay. whatever, they have themes in the right. graphics. Number four, one that I had not heard of, and I went and downloaded the free version of this. This has shown some possibilities. Cut the Rope.
Yes, yes. And, it's a similar physics-based engine.
You're right. A physics-based game, a lot like Angry Birds, but different things that you have to do. The spiders can't get to you and stuff like that. It's fun. Number three in the paid category is Doodle Jump. I'm not familiar with that one.
Another game.
Number two, paid category, Fruit Ninja, another game. And number one in the paid category is Angry Birds. So it's interesting, the top of the top ten paid for ones, a lot of them are games, but at the same time, three of those are Angry Birds.
I understand a feature film is in the works. I mean, you go, last
marketing
Christmas,
stuff.
It was everywhere.
Oh, the nephew.
The t-shirts, the lunch buckets, all that.
Oh,
stuff.
The nephew had to have Angry Birds stuff. And Costco actually had this great buy on Angry Birds plush pillow thingies. That was great. I should have bought one. My favorite ones. If you're familiar with Angry Birds, there's all these different birds in there. My very favorite birds are the black ones because they explode. They're like ninja birds, sort
of sickness.
Oh, it's great. I love using those. That's what I was laughing about, how to use the exploding birds.
Now, to take advantage of the new super high definition display on the new iPad, indeed.
The newest iPad.
Infinity Blade, one of the best looking apps. Now, this is one of the ones that actually got me to really seriously consider the iPad when they first came out. We were down in San Francisco, went to an Apple store, and I said, gee, I got to consider one of these things. The app is called, if you're into astronomy, it's called Solar Walk. And beautiful detailed 3D models. It's a $2.99 application that will teach you a lot about our solar system. Great application. Apple has moved iPhoto out to the touch tablet, and it's a great way to manipulate your photographs and clean them up a little bit, get rid of the red eye, manage and manipulate and edit your photos. The Kindle application for the iPad, even though Apple has their own bookstore, Kindle's app from Amazon has really good text, makes the text look sharp. It's good enough that some consumers may not decide to get a Kindle, and that is a free application. Also on the list, business data from, I can't even pronounce this, Roambi Flow. I don't know a darn thing about that one. And finally, if you enjoy reading the news, the Reader app that's spelled R-E-E-D-E-R, by far the best. So there you are, applications that take advantage of the new iPad's higher resolution. We're almost done with it, but when we come back from the break, I've been considering an alternative in the form of the Asus Transformer Prime, and we're going to kind of put them together side by side and see which way the balance tilts in the favor of either the Android system or an Apple-based product, and we'll talk about that when Boomer Tech continues.
On-site audio and video recording, production, and rental services for family events, business-to-business connections, or client communications. From a microphone for a webcast to a multi-screen video presentation, we're your new media resource. Get a quote today at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515 on the web at BelongiEntertainment.com.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little, but those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
And we're back, and Boomer Tech Radio continues. So, during the break, Brenda's been over there. Are you playing a game? Well, I'm plugging away at a radio show here.
Hey, I gotta, you know, I don't listen to the ads.
I'm sure our sponsors appreciate that, although we hear them pretty consistently.
Well, I voiced some of them. I know what they say.
Anyway,
I'm slaying monkeys on Angry Birds Rio.
Angry Birds Rio. Okay.
Your tablet.
Indeed. The alternative that I'm looking at is the Asus Transformer Prime. Now, this is a pretty nice little Android-based system. Uses the latest Android operating system called Ice Cream Sandwich. It's an interest. You know, I love the way they.
The one
before that was Honeycomb, and then
it's like Apple Jaguar, Snow Leopard, etc. Development
code names.
Yes, I love how they are naming operating systems these days. Oh, that's great.
Meanwhile, Windows just sticks with numbers. We're actually going to talk about Windows 8 a little bit later on in the program. Now, on the surface, the Asus Transformer Prime has just got some great things going for it. The Prime has been out for a couple of months now. It's this is the second iteration of the Asus Transformer, which, by the way, the company got sued by Hasbro.
Oh, because of the use of the word Transformer.
Because of the movies and the game series and all that.
Asus, of course, is a company. You're not, they're like Toshiba or HP or anything, or it's not one that you see a lot of necessarily.
Well, they are making more. In fact, I think we've got
a
couple of the netbooks here. That's where they really got their big start, was developing a series of netbooks. The EPC and
generally not a bad computer overall.
Oh no, it's these have been durable little critters that have been in service for almost 3 years, just chugging away day after day.
So the Transformer Prime is their tablet.
It's their latest tablet. It's got a 10-inch screen, just a hair larger than the one on the iPad. The neat thing about it is that you can actually take this tablet, dock it into a base station very easily. That gives it a real honest-to-goodness keyboard rather than the virtual keyboard. Now, there are keyboards you can attach to your iPad.
Right, there's
they're
docking,
a little cumbersome.
Little docking station that you can get, right.
The Asus Transformer is actually a pretty neat setup. The extra keypad with the battery pack and all that in it is about $150 over the cost of the unit itself, which is about right around $400, I think, depending on where you buy it. Now then, under the hood, the Transformer has a quad-core processor that some folks are saying is actually quite a bit stronger than Apple's A5X Transformer. It does have a pretty good speed, but it's hard to put these units side by side because it's hard to find an application that will run the same on both platforms so that you can make a meaningful comparison. Now, there's really no detectable speed and power difference between the two machines, according to people who have looked. Now, the iPad has higher resolution, but here's some of the in the battery life, right around the same. If they could just get applications to run reliably on the Android system, I think that more people would adopt them. For smartphones, they're great, but the trouble is a lot of the applications that were written for Android-based smartphones, of course, Android being Google's proprietary operating system. It's an open-source system, which means that you can get hold of the source code and write applications. You can tweak it around. You can do things like that. Unfortunately, that also leaves you wide open to potential hacking, and there have been some reports of hacking attacks being inflicted on the on Android-based smartphones, and that could be a bad thing if you're trying to do banking or something like that. Now, you can also end up with some malware that could be key logging, and when you go out to buy an application for your Android-based tablet, you don't have a nice, convenient one-stop shop for your applications. You end up going all over the place.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think they're working on that, that Apple has its own thing, of course, but there's somebody who's trying to put together an app store where all of these apps from all these different locations can be listed.
Well, there is one, but they're not getting all the cats
right.
herded into the same right. room, and so there's a lot of people out there selling apps independently.
Under development, as
yes,
they say.
Yes. So, and a lot of these apps that are being thrown up onto the Android system are actually just ported out of smartphones. So when you get them up on the bigger screen, they look terrible. They look like a 1980s era Nintendo game.
Ah, gotcha. Rather blockish or pixely.
So I'm going to go in and actually get my hands on a Transformer Prime and put it through its paces. I have concerns about the applications that I can use that would help me get my job done. Now, the wild card in the deck, of course, Windows 8.
Ah, what is Windows 8?
Windows 8 is the next iteration, of course, of Microsoft's operating system. It's going to be an operating system that will both run on a desktop and have a lot of tablet-type features, so it's going to be touchscreen optimized. Now, desktop touchscreens have been floating around for quite a while. Nobody has ever been able to get it quite right. Now, we saw a demonstration at CES a couple of years ago of literally a desktop that was a desktop. It was a big glass panel, and you could sit there, and you could move documents all over the place. And then we saw a wall screen where you could draw down documents and expand them and contract them. I can't even conceive of the amount of money they must have spent on that thing.
Whatever am I going to do with all those piles of paper on my desk?
Yeah.
If you have your desktop as your computer screen, I'm going to have to move my piles of paper.
Well, the whole idea, of course, is to get rid of all that paper, but we like paper.
That hasn't actually happened as much as the authorities would have liked or actually predicted. That we have not gone as paperless as originally thought we might. And there's some reasons for that because of legalities and keeping records and things like that. Still have to have it on paper.
And I think, again, of the enormous stack of papers
that we just had to sign
because of our acquisition of a new place to live. I bet we signed 100 different documents. Had to be, at least.
Over the course of the events, I'd say that's probably true.
And that's not just 100 sheets of paper. That mostly documents have 5 or 6 pages involved with them. So.
Crazy.
Anyway, when we come back on Boomer Tech Radio, well, Anonymous in the news again. We'll talk about that. Also, if you have a LinkedIn account, be careful what you share. All that and more when we return.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem.
It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
And welcome back to Boomer Tech Radio. It's about 12:45 on Saturday or Sunday, depending on which day you happen to be listening. It'll still be the same time. It's not like when we had the time change last time.
Oh, yes.
That made things even more confusing.
Kind of confusing, indeed.
Anonymous. What can I say?
Well,
they're not saying much these days. Remember, they were in the news big time?
Well, definitely. And their latest big news is that they've actually caught some of them, some of the ringleaders. Now, it's a group of people, so their attacks haven't discontinued, but the severity and the nose thumbing of the events probably died back a little bit. And one of them is actually
one of the leaders of the organization is actually when he looked at the amount of time he was looking at spending in a very unpleasant place, turned around and ratted his buds. Huh?
Right. All the hackers are apparently facing something on like 7 counts of illegal activities. And a maximum of 105 years of jail time. So what they're doing, is some pretty serious stuff. And, that should be a deterrent to some of these people, but it's not. And I do not get what their gig is. They just go out there and, create mayhem.
It's the modern version of a rattle can in in the side of a boxcar.
Well, but are they doing it just because they can?
Well,
Are they making money at this?
Well, supposedly it's to make a point. It is to make a political statement or something like that. But, of course, digital vandals, jump on the bandwagon and hide behind their mask and are free to create all kinds of problems. Well, mostly these attacks have never been particularly sophisticated, the ones we hear about. The big super secret hack of NATO turned out to be somebody managed to get hold of an email, so they were handed
the login and password to
a conference call. That's not hacking. That's like picking up somebody's notebook off their desk and going through it. Their attacks have mostly been denial of service attacks.
Yeah, well, and one of the most famous things at Anonymous was there's like 4 big folks that they figure kind of spearheaded Anonymous and whatnot. They're best known perhaps for things like hacks on PBS, Sony, and the one on Sony was where they stole the account data from 100,000 or so users of Sony's website. The game players and stuff like that.
The Sony Game Network. And that was sloppy security on the part of Sony. Apparently, it was not all that difficult to get into this server. So that was just real. Sony actually did take ownership of their problem there, but that was just sloppy security.
Well, that happens. And speaking of sloppy security and whatnot, leads me into some things that I recently learned about LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn's become quite popular.
LinkedIn is like a serious version of Facebook for business people.
Right. And
in a nutshell.
It's sort of a way to put yourself out there professionally, not only to advertise who you work for, but increasingly because LinkedIn's database has grown so large is that headhunters are out there looking through people's resumes and so on and so forth to see what their professional background is and, steal away the best of the competition type of thing. But it was also used by a hacker who is a hacker for hire. He's hired by companies to try and get into their systems and whatnot. He was able to get into some layers within a company and actually even penetrated a secret group within the company that the company didn't know about, of where employees were talking about stuff going on in the company. And it took him 3 days to get caught, and he only got caught because one of the people in the group said, "Hey, wait a minute, you're not, that's not right.
From around here.
Yeah, you don't belong here." The company granted the guy an account and so on and so forth. Nobody ever checked to see if he actually worked for the company or not. And what he had done is he had created a bogus LinkedIn set of credentials that looked plausible and was able to do all of these things.
Mm.
So the other side of that is that hackers are using contacts through LinkedIn to get into company information. And in several cases, these paid-for hackers have been able to get people to divulge corporate secrets. And the people who are responding to these queries for what amounts to the equivalent of a Facebook friendship, it's a connection in LinkedIn, are just doing these things casually. So, again, you can't stress enough in these things that if you don't know this person, don't agree to be connected to them, be it Facebook or LinkedIn. And LinkedIn was fairly low-key and hadn't been paid much attention to, but because it has gotten so many new members. And
now there's a potential
for
money.
Now there's potential for money. There's potential for all of these things in this big group, this big database for people to use and take advantage of. And so now it's gotten a lot more interest out of the hacking perspective of things. So you get big enough, you get noticed, I guess.
Yep. Well, speaking of a Things Anonymous, comment threads, whether it be in your newspaper, on a blog, or any other discussion group that takes place out in the electronic world, it was supposed to be something that could empower ordinary people to express their opinions freely, but instead, in many cases, it has simply turned into a way to be mean to people and just be able to say the most vile things from behind a mask. We're going to talk about that. And some of the concerns that's causing after this break. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, "I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy." And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Conservative author, columnist, TV and radio personality Ann Coulter is coming to town March 23rd to Anselmo Vineyards. That's right, join Ann and hear her own irreverent take on politics, D.C., the election, and of course, liberals. Tickets for this event and book signing are limited to only 200 people. A dinner afterward with Ann Coulter is also available. For more information, call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or check their website, anselmovineyards.com. March 23rd, Ann Coulter is coming to town.
And welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio. Bob and Brenda here. Every weekend we talk about the latest developments in the world of technology and how it affects us ordinary folk. You can, of course, check out the website, boomertechradio.com, or you can write an email to bob@kcnr1460.com. Either one of those will work quite nicely. And you're fiddling with your pad there. Did you lose something?
No, I'm getting back to the story, or, you know, some quotes from what's in this next story.
Okay, one of the big, you know, we have a local newspaper that has quite the comment threads, and at times it gets extremely heated, and there's been a lot of consternation about how instead of, well, why don't you go ahead and give me the rundown on what you were reading about how the whole idea behind an open and free internet was to empower ordinary people to express themselves in honest and open dialogue.
Well, it wasn't only that, but the idea that people being able to comment on blogs, news stories, whatever, was to try and get some sort of discussion threads going, particularly by, you know, the subject matter experts or whatever that sort of thing is. So, you know, the hope was that there would be thoughtful, insightful, informative sharing of ideas. Well, anyone who has read the comment section of any newspaper online knows that doesn't exactly happen. And so the first thing I think a lot of people assume is that it's the anonymity of the web where you can have a pen name or whatever, and you don't have to put your real name on it. In other words, if you were to, would you put your name to these if everybody knew it was you saying these?
Yeah.
So people can will say and do things anonymously that they wouldn't do otherwise. There's a certain amount of truth to that human nature wise, but, you know, whatever. So that's kind of
digital graffiti.
It is like digital graffiti. And it's a great way to put it. So that's the background behind, what we're talking about.
So at this recent conference, South by Southwest, which is, of course, a big celebration of all kinds of
tech,
online things.
Right, online and tech. There's a gentleman by the name of Nick Denton, and he is has started several online things. Gawker, which is not exactly a nice place necessarily. Jezebel, Gizmodo, IO9, and Lifehacker. His comments were that he said that, you know, this whole thing is not happening with this intelligent discussion and sharing of ideas on the line is just not happening. And so there's several different solutions, of course, to this situation, and he's not very hopeful that any of them are going to work. So one of the things is that if you require users to post their real name, one of the things about the web is that kind of at the heart of the internet is anonymity in that respect. So we have a caller, I believe.
We do. Hey, Billy Bob, welcome to Boomer Tech Radio. How you doing?
Hey, Bad Bob. Hey, Brenda, great show. And I just had to call in and thank Brenda for her early morning rise in giving that fabulous description of the weather on Galusha's program this morning.
My outdoor buddy. As a matter of fact, you can be able to hear a replay of that immediately following this show. Outdoor buddy will repeat.
Well,
yeah. Well, Brenda did a fabulous job. She's such a, and so are you. And I just want to comment this whole programming that you've got going. I listen to it regularly, and you guys are on.
And here we have a perfect example of the marvel of cell phone technology. Billy Bob, thank you very, very much.
We lost your signal.
Obviously,
thumbs up to you guys. A great show, and how did you guys, being so smart, end up here?
Your
check is
like
in the mail, Billy Bob.
and if it wasn't for you, Bad Bob, we wouldn't be on the air. Hey, thumbs up, buddy. All right.
All right, thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Hey,
another satisfied listener.
There we go. And, in fact, we did get up early this morning, but I confess that
was due to cap.
Frank interviewed me several days ago, and that was pre-recorded. But yeah, the varmints got us up early.
Well, we're going to talk about Windows 8 next week because
We didn't get there.
That great call from Billy Bob ran us out of time, but thank you very much, sir. You are listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda Belongi here every week on KCNR 1460. This is a production of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises. Our theme music produced and composed by George Wood. The song is called 8-Bit Junkie, used by permission, available through the PodSafe Music Network. This program is sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. This is Bob Belongi saying, wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe, be good to each other. This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Cameron Regal. The members of Staff Sergeant Robert Bale's neighborhood say he was not one to complain about his multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now Bales is in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, accused of gunning down 16 Afghan civilians. Bales was moved yesterday.
Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, because that is the only maximum security holding facility, detention facility for the U.S. military. The 38-year-old Staff Sergeant was flown out of Afghanistan and then spent some time in Kuwait at a holding facility there.
That's Fox's Casey Stiegel reporting. Caucuses in Missouri in a primary in Puerto Rico this weekend.
With a day to go before the GOP primary in Puerto Rico, a contest for 20 of the island's 23 delegates to the Republican convention, Mitt Romney continues campaigning there. He winds up in Illinois at the end of the day for a late rally. Rick Santorum.